You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hanat Baba.
Mental health issues within Black America have a history of being underdiagnosed and undertreated. And some think that the reason for this is rooted in the past.
African Americans have had a very difficult time in the United States in general, and vulnerability was very dangerous. Any kind of vulnerability in mental health would get swept into that vulnerability, that you had to take care of it within the family, that you had to feel safe.
That's Dr. Loma Flowers, a clinical psychiatrist at UCSF. She spoke with us about the stigma tied to mental health care in African-American life. Some of that stigma is actually rooted in the place usually associated with community, the Black church. Today, we're taking a deeper look into how one Black church is trying to redefine the church's role when it comes to mental health. KALW's Lila Day has the story.
Hands are clapping, children are bobbing their heads, and most of the elders are wearing their finest hats and polished shoes. Reverend Donna Allen leads a sermon here at Oakland's New Revelation Community Church.
This notion of law enforcement interacting with people with lethal force. Jesus would cry out, "I am the Prince of Peace, and I tell you, no peace, no justice. No justice, no peace."
This church seems to make a lot happen with very little. In fact, it doesn't actually have its own building yet. Today's service is being held at the Omega House, a Black fraternity that rents space to the church. Some of the churchgoers are regulars. Some are here for the first time. If you look closely, when the singing starts, you can see streaks of tears on people's cheeks. Reverend Allen says it's a place to let go. And sometimes with all that letting go comes a lot of emotion.
They'll say things like, "I can't get out of bed. I don't feel like going on. I don't want to live anymore." So they're really describing things that are mental health issues.
So she hugs them. She visits their homes. She offers whatever she can. Realizing it's an opportunity for people to open up about very personal things that affect mental health. Something she says the Black church has not always been so accepting of.
I was in a service Friday and the preacher said the Apostle Paul was bipolar, and then started talking in very pejorative terms. The audience was laughing hysterically. I don't think that preacher meant to do the level of harm they did. Now it just turns out I was sitting right next to someone who is diagnosed bipolar, and it was so harmful. You know, they couldn't wait to get out of that church.
Blessings and glory. Blessings and glory.
In her church, Reverend Allen tries to bring mental health care more into the open. She says that sharing her experiences can help people feel more comfortable talking about their own.
I'm upfront with them that I see a therapist and that it's important for my health. I share with them that I've had periods in my life where I had to deal with depression and had to be on medication and talk to them about, you know, I've been through that. Not saying that, you know, I'm going through what you're going through, but I at least can identify.
But she wanted to do more.
So we just ask that you be as precise as you can and that you be sensitive in your language. We already know that we're talking about a sensitive topic, and so sensitivity in our language is helpful.
And if you need Play-Doh, I want you to have some Play-Doh.
At a community center in Oakland's Eastmont Mall, about 12 people from Allen's church have come to do a training. They want to learn how to help someone who might be in a mental health crisis. Three teenagers and the rest adults are spending their Saturday learning how to recognize some symptoms of mental health trauma. The program is part of an effort by Alameda County to approach mental health care in Black communities from a different angle.
What we call community-defined strategies.
Gigi Crowder is the Ethnic Services Manager at Alameda County Behavioral Healthcare Services, a government agency dedicated to providing help for mental health and substance abuse.
What do you see when you see someone in your congregation who's struggling with a mental health challenge?
These trainings are one of the ways the county is trying to focus on poorer populations and the situations that may be unique to them, like
poverty and where they live and if they live and have housing. Are they homeless? You know, or do they have a substance abuse issue? Is child care and fear of losing their child and reporting it an issue? All of these things have to be considered before you can come up with a plan that works.
Crowder thinks less money should get spent on expert analysis and more on programs like the community training at Eastmont Mall. She believes these kinds of efforts put the power in the hands of the people who have their boots on the ground. Back in the workshop, we're learning about schizophrenia. We're divided into groups of three. Everyone has a role. And since one group was short a person, I participated. I'm supposed to be experiencing a schizophrenic episode. A man is talking to me while a woman says distracting things through a funnel pointed at my ear.
I am a reporter.
A reporter for who?
Why would he want to talk to you?
For a radio station.
Why are you talking to him? Which radio station?
Do you think you can trust him?
Hearing that voice in my ear made it hard to concentrate.
Is he looking at you?
Where did you go to school at?
Is he looking at you?
And it made me seem detached and uninterested. That was the idea, to not only feel the frustration, but notice how someone that's having an episode like this may be reacting in a conversation, distant and confused.
You can't trust anyone. Why are you talking to me?
After the exercise, I'm asked to stop recording while people share their personal experiences. Reverend Allen says in a time of crisis, the first instinct might be to call the police, especially if someone's having a psychotic episode. But she says that's not always a good idea, especially for African Americans.
Calling the police is not necessarily the first call you need to make. Often their commands and just the way they do their job, they escalate a situation as opposed to de-escalating it. And it leads, particularly for people of color, to some very dire consequences in terms of being killed or injured or incarcerated, as opposed to getting the treatment that they need for their mental disorder.
As an alternative, Allen lists some other options, like a 24-hour crisis prevention hotline and a suicide hotline that she asks everyone to enter into their phones. Alameda County has given $1.8 million for programs like this one. At the end of the workshop, Reverend Allen offers everyone here a $25 gift card for completing the training. Even with incentives like this, none of the other church groups Allen invited participated. Project facilitator Gigi Crowder says people need to step up.
Our community, too, has a lot of work to do because we have to stop being okay with pulling babies out of the water. We've got to go upstream and figure out how they're getting in there in the first place.
At the New Revelation Community Church, service starts as it always does, with song. Three teenage ushers stand in the aisles with their white-gloved hands clasped in front of them, looking proud. Afterwards, I run into Yvette Frazier, who I met at the mental health care training at the mall.
I think it's important for us to also know, you know, to be able to recognize it, like if someone is maybe having, you know, some difficulties in church, we don't look at it and get scared and run away, regardless of, you know, whatever their disorders may be.
New Revelation Church hopes to be recognized as a mental health-friendly congregation, something Alameda County is also behind. As churches complete these trainings, they're declared places that can offer support and connect people to resources to find help. That's something Yvette Frazier is proud of. She pulls out her phone and shows me the emergency numbers that she can call to get someone the help they need. For Cross Currents, I'm Leela Day.
That report was produced for the California Health Journalism Fellowship, a program of the USC Annenberg School for Communication and Journalism. It's part of our series about how African Americans deal with mental health concerns. You can find more stories at kalw.org. Click Cross Currents.